SBS Radio.
For the past few days, Bill Shorten has faced repeated questions over the cost of his climate change policies, but with Labour yet to release its policy costings, the opposition leader's answers are devoid of a precise figure. To meet a pledge to grow the economy by 23% and reduce emissions by 45% by 2030, Labour will allow businesses to purchase international permits to reduce their carbon emissions. Citing an estimate from BA Economics, Scott Morrison says this approach will be very costly.
He still can't tell Australians what the cost of his emissions reduction policy is on Australians. Now, BA Economics have said what it is. It's $9,000 for every wage earner. That's what they've said. And he hasn't been able to dispute it. And today, he can't even tell you how much money that companies are going to have to send offshore. You know, the Australian reports today $25 billion. We actually think it's higher than that. I understand it's around $35 billion that they will force companies to send offshore for those foreign carbon credits that could be invested here in Australia in employing more people, increasing wages.
Labour's approach infuriates the Greens. Greens climate change spokesman Adam Bandt says allowing businesses to buy overseas permits outsources responsibility and will delay the push to renewable energy sources in Australia.
Labour at the moment risks peddling a climate con. So Labour needs to come clean about how much of their climate target will be able to be bought overseas so that coal-fired power stations keep chugging here. Because when the Labour leader says, look, our climate policy is going to have the same impact as the Liberals, then we all have every reason to be worried. Yes, let's kick this rotten government out, but the next one can't keep allowing coal-fired power stations to continue to pollute, because if you haven't got a plan to get out of coal, you are not serious about climate change.
While not revealing the total cost of his climate change policy, Bill Shorten did offer some other figures.
I'll give you three numbers. 50,000 more jobs in renewables if we go down our path. I'll give you another number. $18 billion the cost of natural disasters. But here, I'll even give you a more modest number. When this government, when the current Prime Minister was the loyal treasurer of the previous Prime Minister, if you believe that, I've got a bridge to sell you. But anyway, when the Prime Minister was the Treasurer, when the current Treasurer was the former Environment Minister, when Malcolm Turnbull was still on top, they said the National Energy Guarantee would deliver $550 in lower household prices on energy. The numbers we're using are the numbers the experts are given. They're the publicly available numbers, and they're, in some cases, Malcolm Turnbull's own numbers.
Scott Morrison says the total cost of the coalition's policy will be $3.5 billion. In other developments, Clive Palmer has dropped his plans to contest the marginal North Queensland seat of Herbert, with ex-rugby league player Greg Dowling now contesting the seat for the United Australia Party. It's currently held by Labour's Cathy O'Toole. Mr. Palmer says he's now focusing on a spot in the Senate and is confident he'll prevail.
We'll win. You'll see that I'll be in the Senate. There's no question about that, I don't think. We're looking forward to controlling the balance of power in the Senate. And, of course, the real polls tell you that that's what will happen, and that's what's happening now.
sbs.com.au